Hi, loves. My name is Mutale Musonda, a Zambian content creator, and I'm the voice behind Simply Being. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining our family. We hope you enjoy your stay here. And if you're a returning listener, how you doing, baby? I am back here with another banging episode. So without further ado, let's get straight to it. I'm back. I know you're mad at me, Lombe. I'm so sorry. You know adulthood had me by the donkeys. And you've been... I only did this for you. I only did this one for you, Lombe, because, you know, you have my heart. Anyways, guys, what's up? How's everybody doing? I've been great. I've been better. Better than before. So, yeah. I am here. I had posted some questions that people were supposed to respond to. I had posted for people to ask me questions because I wanted this episode to be a Q&A episode. And then 90% of the people kept on asking like the same question over and over again. So I'm just going to clarify it before I start to talk about something else. Number one, yes, Kitumita and I are no longer together. Number two, we are still really close friends. We're working on the friendship. Number three, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Because number four, I'm not ready to get to know another man's son, another woman's son. I'm not ready to do that. I don't want anyone to know my farting patterns, my burping patterns, all of that. I don't know. I don't have time. I don't have time. Right now, I'm just freewheeling myself. I'm focusing on the word of God, because that's the one that's going to take me to heaven. Men will just give you babies. You remember the seven B's that they told us in school and we didn't listen? Bad boys bring babies. Whatever they said that time in school, we didn't listen. Now look at us, heartbroken-ish. Anyways, yeah, Chanda had asked the question, why do people like spending money that they don't have? And babes, soft life needs money. That's not yours, except for us. You know, some of us really believe in people genuinely softening their lives because we can afford it. Me, now I take good care of myself. I look after myself financially. And so if you're going to come and approach me, you better be able to match my standards, because I like things. Let me tell you that right now. I like things. Ask Lumbe. I like things. I like a lot of things. So don't confuse the situation. Okay, guys. So today I really, you know what? I'm really like finding myself in awkward situations where like I'm exposed to like a different type of men, a different culture side of men. And so I really wanted to talk about it because it irks the life out of me. It doesn't really irk me like that, but I just don't know why men like sex for free. Okay, let me tell you something. If we're dating, I'm not giving you free sex because you're loving me in return and, you know, we're helping each other. But I mean, if we're in a relationship, if we are dating, you can't just be calling me to come and service you every day, every night. I'm servicing you, I'm on top of you, I'm servicing you, breaking my back, weakening my knees, stretching my thighs for you, and you can't even buy me a seat at all. Baby, I was thinking about you, you don't even have a seat. Guys, man. Wowza. So, I don't understand. Is that the new method of doing things or what? Guys, there's this type of men. The first type is these ones. Babaratang free sex. Men that like free sex. Like, okay, we're not in a relationship, so you're not obliged to do anything for me. But if I'm giving you my vagina, I'm working. And the fact that when it's time to have sex, you put me on top of you. I service you. I break my back. I work my waist. I twerk. I do everything. And then I ask you, hi, may you please send me some airtime? I'm in desperate need. I don't have cash right now. Oh, my bank accounts are frozen. Oh, shanshani. No, negative. And my vagina's closed, boo. I'm not saying that sex should always be paid for, but okay, guys, let's just be realistic. Are you just having sex because you're in love? Or maybe it's just or maybe it's just me. Wait, are we having sex because we're in love? I'm saying sex, coitus. Yeah. Sorry, PG, coitus. I have coitus because you're in love. Number two, this is the type of men who they want to, this other gent, like, the minute he meets you, he's in love with you. You don't even know me. I could be a serial killer, but you are trying to be in love with me. And then they put pressure on you to say it back. Like, look, I'll say it back, but it's not that I love you. Just because I gave my number, you don't have to tell him that you love me for my number. I'm a psycho. I'm crazy. The men who have been with me made it through by the grace of God. God needed those men on earth, and that's what happened. I've just been really exposed to like a weird kind of man. The other day I was having a conversation with this other guy, and he was like, something amazes him about men, like the level, the extent that men pick up banana, like men get hoes, and then when the time comes for a man to get cheated on, it's like a funeral. It's like you killed someone, you betrayed the nation. Why would you do that? And he was just like, Ghana is very different because how easy pain your hojolo musaiti. Like, you don't know the pain of having someone smash your wife when you know that vagina. But once again, what were you doing to make sure the vagina was in check and the vagina wasn't going around opening itself for someone else? I can't get to know someone else's son anymore. I think for me, this was my last serious long-term relationship. If we do get back together, it'll be by the grace of God. If we don't, then we don't. And I can't. I'll be that girl. I'll be that woman. I'll be that woman at the family gatherings there with the phone and the zazas and the cooler box. Because in now, and it's a negative. You can't. What's your favorite food? What do you like to watch? Tell me why. When you ask a man what his love language is, he doesn't know. You people, you're involved with men who don't know their love languages. Anyways, guys, so today I was talking about how women should date men who genuinely want to date them. I feel like sometimes as women, we settle for men because we're lonely or because we feel like that's the best that we can do. I'm here to tell you that's not true. You're only lonely because you haven't yet discovered who you are, and there are parts of you that you don't like that you haven't worked on. Sometimes you just don't like yourself and you just start liking yourself. Then you realize that men is just for the coitus. Men are a bonus for the coitus and for the cuddles after the coitus and when it's cold and the forehead kisses. But other than that, who needs a man imwe? So like men who genuinely show interest in you, you know, like for me, I would really want to date a man, not just the good morning and good night text. Like, your communication has to be A-star. Babe, I'm having a busy day today. Can we talk some other time? Babe, I may be online occasionally, but that'll just be for work. But I'll try checking with you as much as I can. Hi, babe, have you eaten? Oh, no, you haven't eaten anything. Oh, okay. Do you have anything to eat or would you like to eat? Even if that man talk within that ama, even if he doesn't have money, when he asks you if you've eaten, it's romantic. I said law. It's romantic because food is a love language. It's romantic because there's nothing like a man who's like, oh, you haven't eaten, oh, shame. There are these men who, babe, my stomach is painful. Hey, baby, tell your stomach that I'll come and beat it, okay? It's hitting my girlfriend. What the? What the chickens is that? Yeah, anyways, so because I've recently been introspecting and I just feel like women settle. Like, you meet a guy today and you just get with him because you want someone to call baby, you want someone to call, you want someone to hold you, and then later along the way you find out this guy doesn't even believe in fairy tales. He doesn't believe in promise rings. He doesn't believe in engagement rings. He doesn't believe in celebrations. He doesn't believe in intimacy, bonding. All he wants to do is just stay with you. So you wash, cook, clean like your wife. He goes to work, he comes back, you service him, period. And that's I feel like there are men who are willing to do that, and we just have to be patient and prayerful enough for God to give us our Boaz, because we're gonna keep on looking for Johns and Jimmys and Patrick's for the longest time because we're undermining our worth and we're belittling ourselves to the standard of a man just so that he can love us. Because as for me, the 2021 me, if a man tells me not to do something, that's when I even do it more. Who do you think you are? Whom are you? My father has never told me not to do something. You can't come and be controlling to me. You haven't even taken in Salamu home. Please. Let's get ourselves correct. Also, I really feel like women need to remember that submission is earned and not just given. I cannot submit to you if you don't show me what I'm submitting to. You need to be able to show me that you're a leader so I can follow you, and don't lead me to a blank wall. Lead me somewhere. I lead, you lead, I follow, and I submit. It's very automatic. Like, it happens in order. Don't just, yeah, I gave you a free ride, so when I say don't answer another man's call in front of me, don't do it. Are you stupid? That man could be my husband. Who are you? What are you doing, and why are you doing it like that? You know, I just also think women shrink themselves to accommodate dumb egos, blank egos, confused egos. If I can't have a conversation with you about current affairs, and if you can't challenge me emotionally, like intellectually, emotionally, if there's such a word, what are we doing? Because I can't be telling a man, babe, I feel like your energy is off. What energy? And I don't have energy. I'm just okay. I don't have energy. What do you mean my energy is off? Those are negatives for me. I don't do that type of shenanigan. I don't advise it. I don't recommend it. You know, I'm just, you know, I've also learned that the more time you spend by yourself as a woman, and the more time you spend giving yourself all the love that you've been giving to this dumb bums, you start to realize that there's so much more that comes with you, and you even start to raise your standards a bit, because, you know, I like nice things, so I can't date a man who can't give me nice things. I'm so sorry, I know that's very rude to say, but my father has always, God bless that man's soul, may he live longer, amen. My father has always made sure that I'm comfortable. I'm not going to settle to become uncomfortable just because you don't have money, which means I'm not your target market. No, that's true. Which means I'm not your target market, which means I'm not who you have decided to invest in me personally. So let's not have hard feelings about it. I've also just really learned to be vocal about some things. If I don't like the way you've treated me, I'm genuinely letting you know that I don't like the way you've cheated me. If I feel like we have unfinished tension, I'm letting you know I have unfinished tension. If I just want to smash and grab, I'm letting you know I want to grab and smash. If I genuinely like you, I'm letting you know. The problem, though, with genuinely liking someone is the minute you tell a man that you like him, he starts to act like he has no sense. And that's not what we're here for. It's tiring. I think you guys are now probably like, why is this girl always talking about men? Guys, I'm going through some things and I'm revelating. I'm going through a revelation transition. Guys, but in other news, God has been so good to me. God's grace is sufficient. I'm spending more time continuously studying the word as well, growing myself spiritually. And I'm loving each and every minute of it. The more I grow, the more I realize without Jesus, there's nothing. Honestly, nothing, nada, nothing of that sort. Just before I go, I really want to give a shout out to Lombe and Chanda. I love you guys so much. You guys really hold me down when there's nothing to hold. When I'm going through tantrums, you guys really grab and cuddle me. And I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You know, it's not easy, but you guys make it very easy. And Lombe, I'm sorry for my KFC. The borders can't stop us. And if you guys haven't already seen it, please can you go and listen to Chanda's podcast? She has a new episode out featuring Mr. Husband. And the only people whose love live here that I believe in is Lombe's and Chanda's. The rest, I think, is a lie. It's an FD, fail and discontinue. But if you're dating, I wish you guys the best. And I wish you guys honesty, communication, love, and respect. Because these streets are rough. Anyway, these niggas. Anyway, mate. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for listening to my mini, I don't even know what I'm going to title this, but thank you so much. I genuinely appreciate it. I will try to be as consistent as possible. I am traveling hopefully next week, so I will try to give you guys content from that, as boring as it may be. I love you guys so much. Cheers to a new month. Happy new month. So I wish you guys blessings and abundance. I wish you guys prosperity. I wish you guys peace of mind. I wish you guys tranquility. May experience the grace of God like you've never experienced it before, and continue growing in God. I love you guys so much. Bye, loves. HD, boy, I need to have a good one. Yo, Max.